Reformed Church.
Thank you, Father. There are known things to us, things that are unknown to us right now. But I thank you, Father, you're going to perform things through us that are unknown to us even right now, things that we have not seen before even in our mind. Thank you so much, Jesus, for the unknown things, Lord, that you will perform through us, the strange things, Lord, that you will perform through us, that we have a diligence, Lord, to perform before you. But if we're diligent, I thank you, Lord, that you will perform things that have not been seen in all of humanity through us. Thank you so much, Lord, for the kindness you've shown to us that we can even see these things. Thank you, Father, for the grace you've bestowed on us. Thank you so much, Lord, for the love you've given us. Thank you so much, Jesus, for that. And thank you for the grace that's performed through us as well. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, we just pray. Thank you for being the resurrection and the life to us. Father, I thank you so much for a practice, though, of this resurrection. We have been preaching these things, Lord, for a long time, but I thank you for a practice of your resurrection through us as well, that we're able to raise the dead. And Father, this is a normal practice. This is not an extraordinary thing. This is a normal practice for believers. I think even for those that hear these things frequently, I think that these things can still seem extraordinary, and that's not right. That's wrong. Father, I pray that we just see these things as normal practices by believers. We have the resurrection and the life. If somebody dies, the first reaction should be, okay, let's raise them. Thank you so much, Jesus. Again, under your guidance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the favor you give us with other people, Lord, to be able to do these things, because it does take favor with other people to be able to have an inroad, to be able to pray for people with things of this nature. Thank you, Lord, for the favor you give us with people. Father, give us supernatural favor to be able to pray for the dead, to be able to raise people. Give us supernatural favor, Lord, at funeral homes, at funerals, with pastors and preachers, with family members, so that we can come in and do what we need to do. Thank you so much, Lord, for the glory to follow the cross. And I thank you so much, Lord, for the fact that we can live in these things. Thank you for your supernatural power through us, Lord. Thank you for the generations of people that will see your glory through us, and for just the magnificence of the miracles that are produced. Thank you, Father, for, we've prayed before, thank you, Father, for the resurrection of Charlie Kirk also. And this has been a thing, Lord, that you've spoken before. Thank you, Father, for his resurrection and for the family members that will be touched by that. Thank you, Father, for the limited capacity that people have to understand you being broadened when they see miracles. Thank you so much, Father, for the limited capacity in which people have to understand you and to accept you is broadened when they see miracles. It doesn't mean it forces people to accept, but I thank you, Lord, that it gives them a better chance, Lord. It grabs their attention and broadens their capacity to be able to accept your truth. Thank you, Father, for the limited capacity of people being broadened. Thank you for the nature you've put on the inside of us, Lord, that we are able to raise the dead. We're able, Lord, to see people live long, and by long, we, of course, mean forever. Thank you so much, Lord, for the truth of these things, Lord, that you have entrusted to us. And Father, I pray that we would be responsible with this truth, Lord, not endangering it, Lord, with the wrong people or the wrong media. Father, I pray that we would protect these things. We protect these things by being careful what we put into our heart. Thank you, Lord. Again, who we hang out with, the media we intake. Thank you so much, Father, for the truth you've entrusted to us. And Lord, we expect great fruit from that seed. Thank you, Lord. If it's a great seed, it produces great fruit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the operation of your Spirit, Lord, that is given to each and every one of us, that we all have a role to play in this church, Lord. We've been speaking broadly recently, just as the body of Christ, but even more specifically, thank you for the operation that each person has within this ministry. Father, we all have a part to play, and it's a matter of finding that part and doing that diligently, Lord, for the betterment of this world, for the betterment, Lord, of people's understanding. Father, every single person has a part to play in this ministry. Thank you so much, Father. I pray that we take our chunk and run with that chunk of this ministry. Thank you, Lord. But Father, I pray that we'd be diligent in these things. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A diligence in ministry, Lord, coming from a diligence in the acknowledgement of the truth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray for a recognition, a real recognition of the gift that's on the inside of us, and the specific role that you have for us, Lord, by that gift. Thank you so much, Jesus, for a heightened understanding of what you've put in us, and therefore a heightened desire and capacity to fulfill that role, Lord, by the gift you've put in us. Father, I pray that you would begin to stir people, just like with the work of the tabernacle, you'd begin to stir people's hearts to be able to put a discontentment in their hearts, Lord, with what they've been doing up until now, and say, Lord, I'm going to step up and take my chunk of this ministry and perform it well for the betterment of this world, for the betterment of people's understanding. Thank you, Father, for, again, that limited capacity of people to understand that we'll be expanded as they see your work through us. But in order for that to happen, we need to be doing that work. Thank you, Lord. Miracles don't happen, Lord, because you do it outside of us. You do it through us. Miracles do not happen because you do it outside of us. You do these things through us. So thank you so much, Jesus, for your ability to perform these things through us, but it takes more than your ability. It takes our involvement in this, Lord, in believing you and allowing you to move through us. Thank you so much, Jesus. If you are not moving through us in a certain capacity, of course, Lord, it is not because you don't want to. It is because we need to allow you. It is always on our end. And thank you so much, Lord, that you're not condemning us, but it is always on our end, Lord. It is not a lack of leading from the Holy Spirit. It is not a lack of leading from the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much, Jesus. Let me just take a quick break here and just share something with you. I've shared this before, but I just want to tell you, too, when you're talking to people, this is not something that I always knew. And again, I know you've heard this before, but I just want to reiterate it, that no more when people ask me about a decision or something in their life, I never just tell them pray about it, ever. I will give them parameters, give them biblical parameters. Because if you tell someone to pray about it and they don't understand biblical parameters, frequently people will pray about it, and because they have a desire toward one thing or another, they will believe God is leading them in a certain direction. It could be completely unbiblical. So you have to give them parameters. God's leading is, it's true. There are decisions where you may not know exactly which way God is leading you, but it's always within a framework. There are parameters that God will never go outside of these certain boundaries in his leading with you, right? Again, to take an extreme thing, God's not going to call you to kill somebody, right? Well, I mean, I guess unless it's in self-defense or, you know, in defense of someone else, but, you know what I'm saying, murder is not of God. So that's a border that if someone was, and this would never happen, of course, but if someone said, oh, I'm really praying about whether I should murder somebody, you would say, no. Would you tell them to pray about it? No. Because there are boundaries to that, to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because life and godliness is the only thing God will ever do through somebody. And so the life and godliness are the parameters. But this is why when someone asks you a question or for guidance on something, you need to say, okay, if you don't know, first of all, what they should do, because it may be very obvious. It may be a choice between godliness and ungodliness, in which you can just tell them, do this. And you can show them from Scripture, which is one of the use cases for Scripture, show them why this is the right decision. But if you don't know, if there are a few options that might be godly, then you tell them, hey, here's a framework. God is not going to lead you to do this. He's not going to tell you to do that. He's not going to tell you to do this. For instance, if someone came up to me and said, I'm really thinking about going to Bible school, and I'm going to X, accredited Bible school, I would tell them that's probably not God's leading. I would tell them right out that God is probably not leading you to do that, because there's really not many Bible schools that I could even think of that I would recommend someone going to. If someone says that they have gone to Bible school, to me, when I hear that, that's a detriment. That's like, oh, that's actually a bad thing when I hear that. And now, granted, we've all done things in our life before, so if someone didn't hold to that and just says, I went to Bible school, but you know what, man, I've learned so much since then, and they don't hold it and to flaunt it, that's one thing. But when someone says, oh, I went to Bible school, like, that's a good thing. So, for instance, that's just a good for instance where I say, you know what, I know what church typically teaches today, I know what Bible school typically teaches today, and that's probably not God. But I just want to give that to you, because sometimes in our advising people, we leave things open-ended, like sometimes we don't really know what godliness is. And a lot of us do know what godliness may be, even for that particular person you're talking to, so it's important to just always give them those parameters. You know, Okay, pray about it, but God's never going to lead you to do this or this or this. It'll be something like this in this vicinity. So ask the Lord, and again, always give people scripture for it. But anyway, with just a couple minutes I have left, if we can just go back to praying, and then I'll finish up here. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much for the reverence, Lord, we give you. We give you reverence, and we thank you so much, Lord, for, Lord, we just invite your Holy Spirit to work through us. Thank you so much, Lord. We respect you, and we invite your Holy Spirit to work through us, Lord. We are not... Lord, we are not compelled to live life ourselves. We want your Spirit to live through us. Thank you so much, Father, for the engagement of people as time goes on. Thank you, Father, for engaging more people with this ministry. But our focus just needs to be on us. Thank you, Lord. Our focus needs to be on us and us learning you, us growing. Thank you, Lord. Everything comes from that. Everything comes from that. Every single thing comes from that. It's not something outward. It's something inward. It's never something outward. It's always something inward. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus. It's never something outward. It's always something inward. We just ask you, Lord, to continue to show us, Lord. If we're missing something, Lord, what are we missing? What are we missing, Lord? It's never something outward. It's always something inward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the known things, Lord, the things you've put in our heart to do, and for the things that are unknown to us as well. Thank you, Father, for all the things that you work through us by your Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I feel like there are Navy SEALs here right now. Thank you, Jesus. Navy SEALs here right now. People that are born on land and yet can dive as well. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your people, Lord. Like Navy SEALs, we can be born on land, but we're learning how to dive, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that Navy SEAL aspect, Lord, to who we are, that we're able to dive deep, Lord, into the ocean of your Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the sea. Thank you for the Spirit you've put on the inside of us, and we're able to dive into that and partake of what we have. Lord, with the little we know right now, we are able to dive into what you have for us, Lord. We just need to take what we know and really start believing it more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the comfort of your Spirit. Father, we don't neglect the gift on the inside of us, and therefore, Lord, we give ourselves wholly to these things so that we can fulfill our ministry. Fulfill our ministry. Life is not something we do, Lord, just getting to know you and watching everything pass by. As we get to know you, that produces work. It produces results. It is important to know that, so that when we don't see work and don't see results, Lord, we go back and say, Lord, what am I missing? Show me what I'm missing so that you can produce the things you want to produce in me. It is never on God's end. It is always on our end, and it is always inward. It's not something outward. And by inward, I'm talking about our mentality. It's always inward. It's never outward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We look to you, and we have you, Lord, just lead and guide us in all things in our hearts. Thank you so much, Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We give you all the glory. Father, I pray that as the day goes on today, that we would just be open-minded to you, Lord, for your Spirit to move us and compel us, Lord. And Father, we just pray you just be an encouragement to people today and just guiding people's eyes to Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord, for that. Thank you for your word. Thank you that your word lives on the inside of us. Lord, it's your word in us. Lord, it's your word in people that even pen scripture. Thank you so much, Father. Even the inspired word of God and scripture came from what's inside of us. What kind of wisdom do we have on the inside of us to understand the deep things of God? Thank you so much, Father, for wisdom. We are all wise, Lord. In your sight, you see us, Lord, that we are fully wise with fully renewed minds, Lord. You said that we have a mind that is renewed according to the image of the one that created us. That is a fully renewed mind. Thank you, Father, for our spirit right now inside of us, that we have full wisdom, full capacity, therefore, to understand you in our mind, in our physical mind. Thank you so much, Father, for the revelation that comes by your Spirit. Father, we need to invest the time to allow you to speak to us, but thank you so much, Father, for for your Spirit on the inside of us. Imbued our spirit with all this knowledge. Thank you so much, Lord, for the wisdom that we have. Lord, it is just such great wisdom. Thank you so much, Lord, for the great wisdom that we have been given by you. Wisdom is a gift. Knowing Jesus is a gift. Thank you, Father, for that wisdom. Thank you for the capacity, therefore, to believe you in our physical minds and understand Jesus in full. Thank you, Father, as we're going through this in our life and we're getting to know you more. I thank you so much, Jesus, for the full capacity that we have to know you fully. Thank you for your presence that's here with us right now, Father. And I just pray that you would just put a conviction, and I mean a belief, put a conviction on the inside of us, Lord, that we can know all things, because inside we know all things. Thank you so much, Lord, that we can know you, Lord, in ways that we have not known you before. Thank you, Lord. And with that said, if we can know you, Lord, in full, I thank you so much, Jesus, that we can therefore on the outside be as you are, Jesus, and be conformed to your image, which is different than having your image inside of us, but we can be conformed to your image on the outside. Our form can be changed into your image. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, because we can be like you because we see you as you are. Thank you so much, Jesus, for our full capacity, Lord, to be renewed in knowledge in our physical mind and to see you as you really are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus. Paul said himself and of his, if you want to say his contemporaries, he said that we see in a glass darkly and that we know in part, and that was true of him and his contemporaries, but that does not mean that we need to know in part and that we cannot know in full. Thank you, Father, that we know all things. We have an anointing from your Spirit and we know all things. Thank you so much. We have the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have the Spirit of truth, that Spirit inside of us to lead us into all truth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for our capacity to be fully renewed in knowledge and therefore to see perfection on the outside, Lord. And that's not of our work or of our doing, but I thank you, Father, for your Spirit that's able to work these things through us. Thank you so much. We have such capacity, Lord. Such capacity. Father, I pray that we'd press into that. Thank you, Lord. That we'd press into that harder, Lord, and just see the potential that we have in you. Such potential, Lord. Such potential. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We have such potential. This is going to produce some great things. The miracles that produces, to understand Jesus, that simple thing, what miracles that produces. Thank you so much, Jesus. Man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the miracles that produces. Thank you, Father, the former things have passed away and new things have come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The temporary things have passed away and new things have come. Thank you so much, Jesus, for the new things that are inside of us and the new things that come out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There are such miracles. People that have not been seen in so long living again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. If you will practice the truth, it will make you perfect. Thank you, Jesus. If you will practice the truth, it will make you perfect. Thank you, Jesus. If you will practice the truth, it will make you perfect. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thim bafrafa shiga bafra nekli ashe defra istot loboko vrandi asha bakleona. Thank you, Jesus. That never-ending life on the inside of us, Lord, is sufficient for everything we need. It is sufficient for everything we need, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Brisha la vraknus tu plukunda shafrasta la brinka la frogod naibot la von prosto kida frasha nigra inl taishan da brok nikan shishia baklayostas. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Dombrasha la brik na istit la vambraya kosha shavaya ku franzia sabat layonde brakisham bok layo from brena kiji fa freoshen shan lain tanta krasta la vrenkit la from boko nasta brok shia pat la vampro sia dashi ambert layfona. Praise God for people being raised. Father, I thank you for this, thank you for the team of people, Lord, that you're just rallying together in the last days. Thank you, Father, for the people that will be raised just to come back and preach again, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the people that are raised just to come back and preach again. People like Kenneth Hagin will come back and be able to preach again. People like Kenneth Copeland will come back and be able to preach again. Thank you, Jesus. People like Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Billy Graham is another one. Thank you for him coming back and being able to preach again. Just putting together a team in the last days to be able to preach and make it magnificent. Thank you so much, Jesus, for the stirring of your people, Lord, to believe bigger than they've believed before. Thank you, Father. Stop wasting your time. I say that in love. Stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your time doing church. Stop wasting your time doing church and let's do some ministry. Thank you so much, Jesus. Stop wasting your time doing church and start doing ministry. I say that in love. The Holy Spirit's telling you stop wasting time. Let's just do this all the way. Thank you, Jesus. 100%. 100%. Don't care what you have to give up. Don't care what you have to give up. It's worth it. Don't care what you have to give up. It's worth it. Thank you, Jesus. All in propriety and godliness, but it's going to mean you giving some recreation up. Man, let's do ministry. Let's do ministry now. Let's not do church and let's do ministry. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all things being done in propriety, but thank you, Lord. We have so much inside of us, and let's be about the Lord's business. Thank you so much, Jesus.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.